بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي أسيد مالك بن ربيعة الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال بينا نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاءه رجل من بني سلمة فقال يا رسول الله هل بقي من بر أبوي شيء أبرهما به بعد موتهما فقال نعم الصلاة عليهما والاستغفار لهما وإنفاذ عهدهما من بعدهما وصلة الرحم التي لا توصل إلا بهما وإكرام صديقهما رواه أبو داود. هذا أبو أسيد مالك بن ربيعة الساعدي رضي الله عنه says that whilst we were sitting by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when suddenly a man from the Banu Salama tribe appeared. And this man said, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل بقي من بر أبوي شيء أبرهما به بعد موتهما? Is there any act of virtue which I could do for my parents after they have left this world, they have passed away? Is there still anything I can do for them, any act of virtue? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. As-salatu alayhima, making dua for them. Making dua for them. And therefore many times you hear in the dua, ulama make in the dua, رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon my parents, just as they had mercy upon me when they nurtured me. When I was little, my parents were tolerant, they were merciful with me, and they grew me up, they nurtured me. So Allah, you have mercy upon them. This is a simple, easy dua. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents. So Rasulullah says that yes, even though your parents have left this world, there is still some act of virtue that you can still do for them. Number one, as-salatu alayhima, making dua for them. Wal istighfaru lahuma, making istighfar on their behalf. That is, Rabbi ighfirli wa liwalidi. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. Wa infadhu ahdihima min ba'dihima. Number three, is that you fulfill the promise after the demise. Perhaps they made a bequest or some promise to some person, so you should try and fulfill the promise your parents have made. And وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمْ أَلَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. And also maintaining ties of kinship that cannot be maintained except through them. In other words, because of your parents, their relatives, their close ones, their family members, so you should maintain these family ties with those people who were close relatives of your parents. And finally, وَإِكْرَامُ صَدِيقِهِمَا. And also honoring their friends, your mother's friend, your father's friend, you should still honor them. By doing these five things, then a person has still done some act of virtue towards his parents after their demise. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما غرت على أحد من نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما غرت على خديجة رضي الله تعالى عنها وما رأيتها قط ولكن كان يكثر ذكرها ربما ذبح الشاة ثم يقطعها أعضاء ثم يبعثها في صدائق خديجة فربما قلت له كأن لم يكن في الدنيا إلا خديجة فيقول إنها كانت وكانت وكان لي منها ولد متفق عليه وفي رواية وإن كان ليذبح الشاة فيهدي في خلائلها منها ما يسعهن وفي رواية كان إذا ذبح الشاة يقول أرسل بها إلى أصدقاء خديجة وفي رواية قالت استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد أخت خديجة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعرف استئذان خديجة فارتاح لذلك فقال اللهم هالة بنت خويلد. In this hadith, we see that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala reported, she says that I was never more envious over any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as I was envious over Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. We know she was the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was elder than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her in Makkah. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in Makkah before the hijrat, after the boycott. Sayyidina Aisha says, I was not envious over any of the wives of Rasulullah as much as I was envious over Khadija, whereas I did not even see Khadija. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was a little baby, a little small girl, so she did not see Khadija in Makkah. Despite this, she was envious. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep on mentioning Khadija. He He should always mention, my Khadija, my Khadija. And to such an extent, وَرُوبَمَا ذَبَحَ الشَّاتِ, he would sacrifice an animal, slaughter an animal, a goat or a sheep. Then he would make pieces of those, that animal, and send the meat to the friends of Khadija, who were living at that time in Madinah Munawwara. So imagine, after Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still so remembering her, and so fond of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, rightfully, and he would send parcels of meat to the friends of Khadija. فَرُبَّمَا قُلْتُ لَهُ. So once I began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as though there is no other woman in this world but Khadija. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned in this particular narration, he says, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ. My Khadija was like this, she was like that. Another narration, he says, she brought iman in me when everybody rejected me. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was the very first person to embrace iman and deen. The first person. That was Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And you know, she consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came from Hira, when he had the first verses, and he said, it looks like I'm going to be destroyed, I'm going to die now. And she comforted him, she consoled him, Kalla wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada. Never, Allah will never destroy you. Allah will never let you down. Allah will never disgrace you. And she consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, Rasulullah mentioned, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ. That she stayed by me, she supported me when everybody left me for my tribe. وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا وَلَدٌ أَوُولْدٌ. She bore all my children. Fatima, Zainab, Ruqayya, Ummi Kulthum, Qasim, Abdullah, they all were the sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the children of who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the remaining narrations are similar, where Rasulullah would, he would slaughter an animal and he would send the animal, the pieces, the meat to the Khadija radiallahu ta'ala's friends. Then he says, she says once, Hala. Hala was the sister of Khadija. So once she came to Medina, elderly woman also, and she needed to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when she came in, she knocked on the door and she made salam and she sought permission for a few seconds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought of Khadija because the voice of Hala, the sister of Khadija, was very similar to that of Khadija. For a few seconds, he got some type of comfort and it reminded him of Khadija. And then he said, Allahumma halatu bintu khuwaili. Oh Allah, this is Hala bintu khuwaili. This is not my Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. But from this we can see that even after the wife has passed away, then to the person is still so showing his acts of virtue, and he is slaughtering animal and he's giving the parcels to the friends of his own wife. Like that we did the other narration, that the person's parents pass away and still the person has so much of love and kindness, and he can still do some act of virtue despite the fact that his parents are no longer living. But it was their mercy upon him that a person can never forget. So therefore a person can still do something after the demise of one's parents, and like this a person's wife. One more narration to end this chapter. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال خرجت مع جرير بن عبد الله البجري رضي الله عنه في سفر حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه. أنس was a young Sahabi. He says, I once emerged with جرير بن عبد الله البجري رضي الله عنه. جرير بن عبد الله البجري رضي الله عنه was a senior Sahabi, elderly in age compared to Anas رضي الله عنه. Absolutely handsome. He's known as Yusuf هذه الأمة, the Yusuf of this Ummah. Very tall. Once Rasulullah ﷺ had sent him, he tried to climb a horse, but he was unable to sit on the horse properly. He was not very stable, he would fall off. So he complained to Rasulullah ﷺ. Nabiya Kareem ﷺ struck him on his chest, and Nabiya Kareem ﷺ made a dua for him. Allahumma ja'alu hadiyan mahdiyan. Oh Allah, make him a guide, and make him guide others, and make him be rightly guided. And Rasulullah ﷺ, and Ajri says, from that day onwards, I never fell off the horse. فَكَانَ يَخْدُمُنِي. Now, Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu is elderly, but he is making the khidmat of Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Anas is feeling uncomfortable. فَقُلْتُ لَوْ لَا تَفْعَلْ. Don't do like that, please. فَقَالَ إِنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ الْأَنْصَارِ تَصْنَعُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا آلَيْتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي أَلَّا أَصْحَبَ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا خَدَمْتُهُ مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ. He says, I saw the Ansar doing for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم so much of kindness, and they would make his khidmat. So I took an oath that whenever I accompany any of an Ansari Sahabi, I would serve that Ansari Sahabi, you also from them, and therefore I am making your khidmat. Remember in the beginning of this chapter, we said, the chapter read, that even those people who we, showing good relationships with those people, who upon those who one is encouraged to honor, we are expected to honor the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain, amongst themselves also, the Muhajir is honoring the Ansari. So in this particular hadith, we see Anas radiallahu anhu, despite being younger and a junior to Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, as far as age is concerned, Jarir bin Abdullah still accompanied him and served him on this journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, ridaya to make amal, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.